your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won. And won. And won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into Monday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, October 19th, 2020. Your boy Q here with you. You know you can find me on Twitter at your boy Q254. Coming off a weekend, well, didn't have to worry about the Raiders playing because they had a bye week after defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 40-32 a week ago. Come up with a bye week and just able to relax and try to get healthy and, you know, watch the rest of the league play while they just sit back at home and kind of chill. And it was nice. It was nice to have a weekend like that. As a matter of fact, I was kind of off the grid all weekend long. I was out in Duncanville, Texas with the wife and family, and we were watching Little Q play ball, and I got a shout out to Clutch Elite. They're out of Sacramento / Fresno, kind of Reno. I mean, just they're an elite, you know, AAU team, traveling team, and they won their championship. They won the tournament 4-0. I mean, they won every one of their games, hell of a team, and they did a really good job. So shout out to Little Q, got the championship. Very proud of him. I was able to watch him. So I just really stayed off the grid, stayed away from Twitter all weekend long, just being able to hang out with him and enjoy what he had going on, and really kind of need that every once in a while. Just need to take a step back and just enjoy the time you have at home. And so now it's time to jump back into it after having a week off or having the weekend off. Time to jump back into it and prepare as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are headed to Las Vegas. And before I get into today's show, I want to tell you about the title sponsor, and that's Pepsi. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. It doesn't matter if you like to have a lot of people over. It doesn't matter if you like to go somewhere else. Maybe you like to go to someone's house. Maybe you like to go to a bar, restaurant, sports bar, and like to watch a bunch of games at the same time. It does not matter. All that matters is Pepsi, and Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Now, coming up on today's show in segment number 3, I got your calls and your texts off the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. You know the number, 707-654-4693. That'll be coming up in segment number 3. And then segment number 2, I want to talk about what the Raiders' job is. And what I mean by that is the job of the coaches and the players of what they have to do this week as they prepare to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I know a lot of folks hit me up on Friday and Saturday and were telling me that, hey, Q, you keep saying the Patriots. I know. It's just hard to say Tampa Bay Buccaneers when you know that Tom Brady is the quarterback, and you just kind of think that, well, Patriots. So I'll get it right at some point. Maybe by the time they play on Sunday, I'll finally say Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But hell, people still say David Carr when they're talking about Derek Carr, and he's been in the league 7 years, so I don't feel that bad. I mean, if people still call him Derek Carr, David Carr, I guess I can still call the Patriots or the Buccaneers the Patriots every once in a while. So that's what it's going to be. But coming up segment 2, coaches and players, what they need to do this week as they prepare to play Tampa Bay. That's what I'm going to talk about. And then here in segment number 1, give you the news and the notes, what I collected over the weekend, even though I was, like I said, really off the radar. But I can still, you know, kind of deliver to you what I took from the weekend and what I really wanted to talk about, what I think is probably most important as far as the Raiders are concerned. So let's go ahead and hop right into it. I really wanted to concentrate on what I thought was the biggest news coming out of the weekend for the Raiders, and that's the fact that they're hosting a player who hasn't been in the league, a player who's been conditionally reinstated, and that's former Cowboys defensive end David Irving. He was conditionally reinstated by the NFL. He's a free agent and can sign with any team at any time. But remember, he's conditionally reinstated. He's had a lot of issues. A lot of it has to do with marijuana, but he's had a lot of issues so far in his career, and he's only been in the league since 2015, and he's only played in 37 career games. 2 games in 2018, he hasn't played since. So the news came out, I believe it was either late Friday or early Saturday, that David Irving had been conditionally reinstated. And, well, it didn't take very long that the Raiders, the news came from Field Yates. He put it out on Twitter that he said, the Raiders will be hosting former Cowboys defensive lineman David Irving on a tryout. If signed, he'd reunite with Rod Marinelli, a talented player, went on the field. So a lot of questions came my way about David Irving. A lot of people hit me up by Twitter, and I mentioned I really wasn't on the radar, but every once in a while I would check and I would see that, you know, someone hit me up and said, hey, what do you think about David Irving? And just like I mentioned and what Field Yates mentioned on his tweet, very talented player when he's on the field, but the dude just has not been a guy you could count on. He's got 12 and a half career sacks. He's been in the league since 2015. This dude is an absolute freak. I mean, this dude, and when I mean freak, I mean that in the most respectful way. I'm just saying he's not one of those guys that has to work really hard to be very talented. He's super talented, but he's never able to stay on the field for a long period of time because something pops up. He was on Kansas City's practice squad before the Cowboys picked him up. Then he went to the Cowboys, and he's, like I said, he did his thing, but he just was never that consistent. And man, if this dude really worked hard and really pushed himself, man, this dude could be just, I mean, an all-world guy. He's a big monster. I mean, Rob Marinelli, and you'll hear in a little bit, Rob Marinelli basically said he was like a dinosaur. He was so big running around training camp. And so he just hasn't had the ability to stay on the field for a long period of time. Obviously, marijuana is not a big deal in the league anymore. The CBA has changed. But still, a lot of it has to do with David Irving and his want to. So what I wanted to do right here is I wanted to take it back to 2018 when Rod Marinelli was a member of the Dallas Cowboys. He was actually the defensive coordinator at that time. He had Chris Richard on his staff, but Richard hadn't taken over as a defensive coordinator yet. But Rod Marinelli was still the defensive coordinator, and they were trying to get David Irving back. And remember, this is 2018. This audio you're about to hear is from June 2018. In 2018, the season, David Irving only played 2 games, and he hasn't played since. But you could tell that Marinelli was so excited about the potential of him that they were willing to push and do everything they can to get him in the right state of mind. So here's training camp, not even training camp. Like I said, it was June of 2018. I was talking to Rob Marinelli, and a group of us reporters and media guys asked him about David Irving. So here's that audio. It's about a minute long, but you'll hear what Rod has to say about David Irving.
What are you saying from David Irving, and you excited to see him back?
Oh, yeah. Big old Dino, you know, big dinosaur roaming around here, so we just got to, you know, just come in and go to work and get ready for camp.
He was roaming around, but how did he look?
He's just running. They have him running right now. So just the process right now, getting back in good shape and getting ready to go. But it was great to see him.
What does he bring to the defensive line when you do have him healthy in there?
Oh, I mean, you know, he's a heck of a player, one. I mean, he's a terrific pass rusher, and you better account for him. You have to. So you get 2 or 3 guys up there now, maybe 4 guys that can all have to win their singles. Then he's another guy inside that can make things go for it.
Does he have things together personally to really focus on football now?
Oh, I've seen him here and I talk with him. I think things are moving along good. So it's just happy to see him.
Rod, you mentioned, like I said, Irving roaming around, as you said. How is his conditioning? Where is he in that?
I wasn't able to see him, but it's not good enough yet. So that's why now he's here and he's working at it. That's step one. And now he's got to continue to the summer and then get him into camp and go.
And the reason I wanted to play that and let you hear that is because, again, it's from 2018, the last time that David Irving actually played when the Cowboys were really trying to get him on the field. He only played 2 games. But, man, from the inside, the interior of the defensive line, the dude is an absolute monster when he's out there. And, of course, as Raider fans, we all know that the Raiders need to get as much push as possible from the interior. He would be a great addition. A lot of people ask me what my thoughts are. He would be a great addition if he was right. Now, I'll tell you right now, you're already going into week 7 of the NFL. The Raiders have already played 5 games. I don't know how much you're going to get out of him. A lot of people say, well, could he replace this guy? Could he replace this guy? He's not going to replace anybody. At the very best, he's going to be a rotational piece throughout the year just because he doesn't have any kind of reps underneath him. You know, he doesn't have any kind of football reps, and so he's not going to be in football game shape. So the best you can hope from him is just to get good, you know, good rotation, which is okay. That'd be okay. And Rob Marinelli is going to be the type of guy that's going to try to push him, and I guarantee that he'll advocate for him. So what I'm saying is he came in, I believe he took some COVID tests already over the weekend. I think today he's actually going to be on the field working out for the team if he's already passed his COVID test. If the Raiders think he's in good enough condition, I promise you they're going to sign him. I promise you, because Rob Marinelli is a big fan of David Irving. I just don't know where his mind's at. I don't know if he's just trying to get back into the game because he's broke and he needs some money, and that's what his motivation is, or he actually misses it, like Alden Smith, who's up in Dallas right now doing some pretty big things, or he just wants to get back and play. If he wants to get back and play, great. But I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I wouldn't say David Irving's going to come save the day. Very best I would think he'd be is probably a rotational guy at best. But he's a heck of a player when he's right. The problem is, even going back to, like you just heard, all the way to 2018, he hasn't been right. So we'll see what happens. But, two thumbs up as far as bringing him in, especially I'm sure they'll give him a cheap contract. I have no problem with that. It's just you don't know what you're going to get from him. So from a guy who's covered the Cowboys for many, many years, and David Irvin's been a member of the Cowboys since 2015. Again, one, it's alarming when he's only played in 37 career games, and he hasn't played since 2018. He played in two games in 2018 and hasn't played since. And he has 12 and a half sacks. So I'll leave it to you to draw your own conclusions. But I thought that was something very important to talk about. And I was glad that I still had that practice session conference with Rob Marinelli that I could reference that. So you could actually hear that where David Irvin right now is in 2020 is basically where he was a couple years ago, June of 2018. Real quick, a couple more little nuggets that I want to get to here in segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. The Broncos, they beat the Patriots 18-12. The Chiefs, they're going to play tonight. The Raiders and Chargers were both off. Kansas City right now, if you're looking at the AFC West, they're in first. They have a 4-1 record, 1-1 in the division. The Raiders are 3-2. They're in second place with a 1-0 record in the division. The Broncos are sitting at third, 2-3 overall, and 0-0 in the division. They haven't played a division game yet, and the Chargers are pulling up the rear at 1-4 with a 0-1 division record. One more little nugget, Tampa Bay, the next opponent up for the Raiders, who we're going to talk about in segment number two. They beat the brakes off Green Bay 38-10. The defense is what really done it for the Buccaneers. They're the ones that really gave Green Bay the business. 5 sacks and 2 interceptions for the Bucs. I mean, like, if you get 5 sacks and 2 interceptions on Aaron Rodgers, you got a big-time opportunity to win each and every time. The Buccaneers, with a big lead at halftime, ran the ball 35 times. They threw it 28 times overall and ran the ball 35 times. Brady was 17 for 27 for 166 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was okay. Wasn't nothing special. Gronkowski had 5 catches for 78 yards. Godwin, 5 for 48. The rest of the team had 7 for 40. Ronald Jones finished with 113 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. And it's funny because the drive summaries went like this. For the Packers, the first 2 drives of the game for the Buccaneers, 9 first downs, a field goal, touchdown. They had a 10-0 lead, 144 yards on 21 plays. The rest of the game, interception, interception, punt, punt, end of half, punt, 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 punt. Punt, 57 yards on 41 plays. So the defense really tightened up from Tampa Bay. And like I said, gave Green Bay the business, getting the 38-10 victory. And Tampa Bay visits Las Vegas coming up next week on Sunday Night Football. Pretty excited about that. And we're going to talk about that coming up next. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Before I get into that, though, I want to tell you about, well, something that's not that easy to talk about. And that's ED, erectile dysfunction. Fellas, sometimes, you know, it's a tough day at work, or sometimes it's you're just not feeling it. Sometimes it's, well, you know, I got to get up early. Or, I mean, there's always some kind of excuse, or there's some kind of explanation, right? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to make excuses. You don't have to make explanations. You don't have to do any of that, because Roman is going to help you have a healthy sex life. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, Roman's going to ship you real medicine with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. You want to get started? Cool. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. Complete that online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Again, if you want to do it right now, go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn. You can get up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOn for up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/LockedOn. Segment number two, it's on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to turn the page. Time to start talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No more thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs. No more bye week. No more chilling, relaxing, sitting back, watching the rest of the NFL play. Now it is all time for action. It's time for you to get busy and prepare for this upcoming game at home, Allegiant Stadium versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, coming off a big win against Green Bay. Again, like I said in segment number one, they defeated the Packers 38-10. On Sunday, and so now they're feeling pretty good about themselves as they head to Las Vegas. But that should not matter. And this is why I say that, because the Raiders are a really good team. They're actually probably a better team than their 3-2 record. And I know I didn't actually pick them to beat the Chiefs. And, you know, all of us have been a little bit down, or a lot down even, on the team because their defense has been struggling at times. But one, you can see that their offense is really good. When they have all their pieces out there, when they're healthy, ready to rock and roll, they're a really good offense. And their defense has shown improvement. Like it showed, a matter of fact, even going back to the Patriots game that they lost, their defense was showing improvement, at least in the first half, and then it fell off in the second half. Against the Bills, it had its moments, and then it fell off. Against against the Chiefs, it looked great. You know, they had their moments in the first half, but in the second half, when it came money time or tax paying time, like I like to call it, they made it happen. You know, the tax man came and gave them their money. You know, it was what it was. So now that they've had a week to hear everyone singing their praises and saying, hey, the Raiders are a really good team. Hey, the Raiders have an opportunity to compete in the AFC West. Maybe they're going to push the Chiefs. Maybe they can win the AFC West. We've had people talk about that. I like to take it week to week. You know what I mean? I don't like to sit here and say, hey, you know, after five games, I think this team's going to win the AFC West. I like the direction that they're going. Don't get me wrong. I like to see what they're doing. I like the fact that they went into the bye week with that big win over Kansas City. I think that was huge. Being able to put 40 points up on the defending Super Bowl champs and send them, give them their first loss of the season, that was huge. But now the problem is you have to flush that. If you're the players, flush it. If you're the coaches, flush it. You have to take what you did really well in that game, and you have to build off that. This will show you this week coming up against Tampa Bay with a week off and being able to rest up and get healthy and prepare. You'll see what kind of team this is going to be. This week is going to be very telling for the Raiders, because if they are going to be a team that's really going to compete for the AFC West, make a push for the playoffs like I think that they should, they'll come out and win this game. I mean, there's no ifs, no ands, and no buts. They'll come out and win this game because that's what good teams do. That's what teams that play with a purpose do, not teams that read the headlines and say, hey, we've arrived, we've made it. You know what I mean? There's a saying that I've always been told by coaches, never let a loss beat you twice. Well, you can't ever enjoy a win too long either. Don't allow a win to make you lose the next week. And so the Raiders have no option but to go out there and win this game and really go out there and compete and show what they showed and what they were doing against Kansas City. I mean, now look, anything could happen and they could lose the game, but if all of a sudden you start to see a lot of sloppy play, you start to see a lot of penalties, you start to see that they're not on the same page, the defense isn't communicating, you start to see a lot of things that you saw early in the season from the Raiders, then all of a sudden you're back at square one. And that's what the Raiders can't afford to do. They can't take steps back. You can't take one step forward and take two back, because we all know you're not going to get where you're trying to get. The Raiders have a purpose this year. In 2020, the purpose is to get to the playoffs. Once you get to the playoffs, I like to say, once you get to the dance, it's up to you, depending on how long you want to dance, you know, how long you want to stay. But you got to get to the dance first. If you're not there, you can't dance. So they have to go into this week with an absolute purpose and want to go out there and show that, hey, that win against Kansas City wasn't a fluke. Because, look, I mean, teams are in the NFL, man, and I've said this so many times, it's hard to win a game. So when any team wins a game, it's like, okay, you did something. That was a heck of a win. Just like Denver beat the Patriots on Sunday. I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't expect the Buccaneers to beat the mess out of the Packers either. I didn't expect them to beat them 38-10, but they did. And on any given Sunday in the NFL, any team, regardless how bad you are, you can win a game. You know, that's just how it is. I go back to Derek Carr's first win of his career back when he was a rookie. He didn't win till like week 10. It was like a Thursday night game. It was against Kansas City, as a matter of fact. Kansas City was flying high, and the Raiders hadn't won a game yet. And boom, all of a sudden they shock him on Thursday night. So anyone can win a game. Now can you be consistent and do it again and do it again and start a winning streak? Start a winning streak. Win two, win three, win four in a row. Let everyone know that you're real. You know, because right now you're sitting at 3-2. You win this game against Tampa Bay on Sunday. All of a sudden, boom, you're 4-2. You pick up another win, you're 5-2. How about you go 6-2? You know what I mean? That's what you have to do, and that's what they did in 2016. They found ways to put together winning streaks. And teams that make the playoffs, they go on streaks. You can't just win one, lose one. Win one, lose two. Win one, win one. You know, you can't do that. That's basically going to boil down to 8-8 or 7-9. And the Raiders have had enough 7-9, right? They've had enough 6-10. You want to get back to 12-4. That's what you want to do. The first quarter of the season, you went 2-2. You're starting off the second quarter of the season 1-0. How about you go 2-0 with a win on Tampa against Tampa Bay on Sunday? So John Gruden, and he knows this. You know, I'm not breaking any news. You know, but John Gruden and that coaching staff, their job is to build off of what happened against Kansas City. The players, their job is to build off of what happened to Kansas City. All those players on defense that found a way to make Patrick Mahomes' life very, very difficult for him, if they have that same passion and that same energy and that same consistency against Tom Brady, guess what's going to happen? Either he's going to throw the ball away a bunch of times or he's going to take a bunch of sacks. Like Aaron Rodgers got sacked 5 times. If the Raiders come with the same defensive intensity that they came with against Patrick Mahomes, even though they only sacked him 3 times, and I say only because they look like they could have sacked him about 8 times, if they come with that same defensive energy and that want to get after the quarterback, they're going to get to Tom Brady. He ain't a guy who's going to get out there and break the pocket and run. You know this. He's not going to do that. So if they can get after him, if Max Crosby could get in there, if you could see Chris Smith get in there, if you could see anyone. I mean, I don't know if Malik Collins is going to be back, but if he's not back, maybe Mo Hurst is back. I know he's on the COVID-19 list. Maybe he returns. Whoever it's going to be, Jonathan Hankins, whoever. It really doesn't matter. Cleve Farrell coming off his best game as a pro. If he can get some pressure, those guys have to live in the backfield. If they live in the backfield, I don't even think it's going to be a close game. And look, someone's probably going to take that the wrong way. What I mean close game is I don't feel like I'm going to sweat the game too much. I feel like the Raiders offense can hang with anyone. And look, Tampa Bay has a good defense. Don't get me wrong. But the Raiders offense is solid. Their offense shows and that has shown that they can put up points. They absolutely can. I mean, just look at all the games that they've won. Look at the numbers that they're putting up. They could definitely put up points, and I think they could put them up against just about anyone's defense. They just have to go and execute. Even against the Patriots, they had many opportunities to put up points. They just didn't do it. Buffalo, they had many opportunities to do it. They just didn't do it. For some reason, they have a fumble here or a turnover there or penalties there. It's just got to be a clean game. So look, we're going to break down this game. This is not my summary of the game. We're going to break down this game all week long. Of course, on Thursday, we'll have a crossover Thursday where I'll actually talk to the host of Locked On Tampa Bay or Locked On Buccaneers. We'll talk about the game and, you know, where the Raiders could win, how they could lose, whatever. We'll break that down. And like I said, we'll talk about the game in its entirety throughout the week. But just to start the week off, because now you turn the page, and that's what the Raiders have to do. Turn the page from Kansas City on to Tampa Bay. If they're ready to do that, then they're ready to turn the page and make things happen and even turn the page on who they are as far as a team. They're a team that picked up a big win and had a lot of people talking about them. Now, can they do it consistently? Can they be a team that keeps people talking about you? You know, I mean, that's the thing. When they beat the Saints, people started talking about them. National people started talking about them, right? Raider Nation is always upset that national people don't talk about them. I've just kind of grown to accept that that's what it's going to be. After they beat the Saints week 2 at Allegiant Stadium, national people start talking about them. Then all of a sudden they take a couple losses in a row and then the conversation goes away. Then they beat the Chiefs, give them the first loss of the season. Then people are starting to talk about them. Oh, and by the way, you got a bye week, so people are still talking about you. Well, now you got to give people reasons. You got to give those cats reasons to keep talking about you. Don't get mad if the Raiders go out there and lay an egg and then nobody's talking about them and say, oh, that was fake. You know, this is when you prove was that being a better team that went over Kansas City, or was that more just Kansas City having a bad day at the office? I believe it was the Raiders were a really good team on that Sunday and knocked off the defending Super Bowl champions. But if they go out there and lay an egg against Tampa Bay, then it gives everyone the right to say, oh, it was just a bad day at the office for Kansas City. The Raiders aren't a real team. They're just that team. They're that team that, you know, we all expected them to be 8-8. They'll be picking, you know, around 10, 12, 13, 14, whatever in the next coming up draft. That's the conversation that the Raiders don't want to have. So now the coaches have to have their mind right, and they have to make sure these guys are focused. These guys should be a lot healthier and go out there and execute. And these guys can't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype about, you know, oh, my God, they're such a great team. There's a lot of people on Twitter chirping that the Raiders are so great and they're going to give Kansas City another loss coming up in November. That's not guaranteed. I mean, who knows? You know, you can't look ahead till November when it's still only October. You cannot, as a player, look past any game, because any certain team in the league will jump up and bite you. So I don't think that they're doing that. I'm just saying what they can't do. If any of those players are overlooking this next game or overlooking any game on the schedule waiting to get to Kansas City in November, then it's going to be a problem. So John Gruden, I'm looking at you. Paul Gunther, I'm looking at you. Tom Cable, I'm looking at you. Rob Marinelli, I'm looking at you. Rich Bisaccia, special teams coach, I'm looking at you too. Greg Olsen, offensive coordinator, I'm looking at you too. It is your job to have these guys' minds right. They cannot think about Kansas City, that win anymore. It is all about Tampa Bay. Coming up in segment number three, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Before I get into that, though, I want to tell you about Built Bar. I've been telling you about Built Bar for quite a while. Told you they went away for a while when they only had 12 flavors. They actually sold out the whole factory. They were all sold out because so many people love Built Bar. Well, they came back stronger and better than ever with six new flavors. So now they got 18 flavors. And on top of that, now they're trying to really hook you up. You know my motto, if it ain't free, it ain't me. At least give me a discount, right? Well, Built Bar is going to give you a discount. They ain't going to give it to you for free, but they're going to give you a discount. And that's 20% off your next order. Not your first order, but your next order. So if you're a longtime customer at Built Bar, it's all good. You can go to use the promo code Locked On. They'll get you hooked up. BuiltBar.com, promo code Locked On, 20% off your next order. You want to build your own box? You could do that. You got one flavor that you really, really like. Like I was on a coconut kick for a while, and I never understood why. I still don't really understand why coconut was my favorite flavor because I'm not an almond joy guy. I don't know, but it was really good. Either way, whatever your favorite flavor is, or maybe you have 18 favorite flavors, it doesn't matter. Whatever the case may be, all you got to do is go to builtbar.com, check it out, build your box, or get one flavor, a couple flavors, whatever. And as long as you use the promo code Locked On, that's my hookup to you. And that's because they told me about it. You know, they hooked me up so I can hook you up. That's how we roll. You know, they hook me up, I hook you up. Builtbar.com, promo code Locked On is going to get you 20% off your next order of Built Bars. Segment number three is on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Your calls and texts in segment number three of the Locked On Raiders podcast is up. 707-654-4693. Got a lot of good stuff to get to, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. The first call comes from Toptastic Raider, calling to respond to my show on Thursday about Don't Just Be A. Raider Nation Edge, and also the Christmas movie suggestion I gave with former Raider Namdi Asomugha. Here he is, Toptastic Raider.
Yo, my boy Q. Thank you for sharing some Raider-related content that's not directly Raiders. You're helping me with my family, actually. I got a nephew that's just recently crossing over to the dark side from the Seahawks. We're from Washington, Lummi Nation, Reservation. But I'm teaching him, you know, some things like Raiders aren't afraid of anything. The shield is real. Have no fear. Even if we're, you know, facing a hard situation, you can do it. I believe in you. And you've given me more ammunition with the don't be just and don't let anybody tell you just And thank you for the Christmas share, too. That might be the final piece that I need to draw the sister-in-law, who's a Dolphins fan, home, Raider Nation. She's really big into Christmas, and she's been wavering recently because we've been hanging out and watching the game together, all in Raiders gear and taking selfies, and she's missing out. That might be the last piece she needs, because she really loves Christmas. And then the last thing I got is the Raider Nation Edge. I've had to apologize after week two, and my rebuttals are quick as Derek Carr's release. And I usually get, oh, you're a Raider fan, followed by hate. And I had to, like, apologize and regroup it, like, because I'm just used to going on the offense really quick. But Raider Nation, we're the hardest fans in the NFL, because we're hard on each other. Listening to all the car hate and all the other stuff, like, we're already the hardest on each other, because there's no way you just try it. Just try and bring it against any Raider fan, and it's just inducting to, you know, new booties. They're just gonna get it, and eventually they're gonna get it, because we're all cut from the same cloth. And we all get that edge and that chip on our shoulder. That's great retention. Love you, Q. Thanks for all your hard work. Tobetastic Raider out.
There he is. That's Tobetastic Raider right there. Good stuff, my man. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Glad it could help. I got a lot of positive feedback from that show, so thank you so much. And let me know how that goes if you watch that Namdi Asomugha movie on Christmas when it comes out. Let me know how that works out. Let me know if it's good, because the trailer looked pretty good, and I'm not a Christmas movie dude at all, but it's not really a Christmas movie. It was just a movie that came out on Christmas, or it's coming out on Christmas, so I guess it's kind of a different story. Anyway, thanks for the call, man. Definitely appreciate it. Next up is a text from Raider Corey in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Q, it's Raider Corey in Louisville, Kentucky. I love the show. Just wanted to say our O-line is playing great, and we still don't have Incognito back. What are your thoughts on that? From Raider Corey in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you so much for that, my man. Appreciate you. And, yeah, they're playing really, really well. You know, and Richie Incognito, when he gets back, maybe he comes back this week. You know, I think he's eligible to come back this week. If he can, great. You know, but if not, then it's the next man up, and they got to keep doing what they're doing. But they are playing really well, so I'm not really concerned about that, especially with Trent Brown coming back. That was a key cog. You know, once he got back, you could see how much of a difference it made that he was out there. But if you can get Richie Incognito back, oh, yeah, that's great. I mean, then you're, like I like to say, cooking with grease. So thank you so much for that text. Appreciate you. Next up is a call from 208 Raider, and before I get into it, gotta sound the alarm one time, because 208 Raider is a new booty. Had to give him a little extra on that one. But he's calling in to talk about what he was thinking while he was listening to Raider Nation Radio on Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember which one it was. It's either Wednesday or Thursday of last week. But he wanted to share some thoughts on what he was hearing and wanted to share some thoughts of just what was going on in his mind, obviously Raider related. So here he is, 208 Raider.
Hey, it's 208 Raider. Better get the song ready. I'm a new booty. Been listening for a long time, but I was listening to the Las Vegas radio show right now, and I thought I'd call in with a thought. When I was watching the game against the Chiefs, one thing I noticed is that it seemed to me that this team is completely built to compete with the Chiefs. Not just the Chiefs, but just our division. It's like tailor-made for this division, not necessarily for the Bills and the Patriots. Not that they're not capable of that, but you could tell the players that have been drafted, the game plan, the way the defensive line was reacting to Patrick Mahomes. This is a goal, is to win the division. And I feel your pain and your reluctance to say that that's a goal, or not that it isn't a goal, but that it isn't likely that we should expect to compete for the division. But, man, it's looking pretty good. Hopefully everybody stays healthy and they keep on winning. And everybody will be ready for the next game with KC at home. All right, peace out.
208 Raider, thank you so much for that call, my man. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the family. Appreciate you. And, yeah, I mean, the division is always the goal. It's definitely the goal. John Gruden, Mike Mayock, they've both mentioned it. They got to find a way to win the division. And the thing about it is I don't want to overreact to one win. And I know that win against Kansas City, like I mentioned in segment number two, was big time. But I don't want to overreact to it, because now, like I said, they've got to come up with a streak. They've got to go on a roll. They've got to win three. They've got to win four. You know what I mean? You've got to show that you could do it consistently. It can't be a one-off thing. If it's a one-off thing, then it was a fluke. Now, if you do it three or four times, then bingo. Now you're cooking with grease. You know what I mean? So coming off this bye week, they've got an opportunity to really make a statement. The coaching staff and players all got to be on the same page when Tampa Bay heads to town, and they give them the business. Then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, that's two big wins in a row from the Raiders. Now see what they do next week. You know what I mean? That's how you do it. You've got to go on winning streaks. It's simple as that. Thank you so much for that call. Appreciate you. Next up is a text from Eminem Raider. What's up, Q? With Carl Nassib breaking his toe, is it worth taking a look at David Irvin, ex-Cowboy? Maybe there's a Marinelli connection. I don't follow the Cowboys, but he did have 7 sacks back in 2017. Enjoy the bye week and go Raiders. Eminem Raider, definitely appreciate you. And yeah, I mean, there's obviously a Rob Marinelli tie in segment number one when I was talking about David Irvin, and they are bringing him in. They're going to try to work him out. I promise you they'll sign him if he's in decent shape. They'll try to get him into game shape, because obviously he's not in game shape. But yeah, those 7 sacks that you mentioned in 2017, he played in 8 games. He got those 7 sacks in 8 games. That's something I didn't even mention in segment number one. But yeah, he did that quick, fast, and in a hurry. He just, like I mentioned before, the issue with David Irvin is his want to consistently. he'll do it for a little while, then all of a sudden he'll get bored and or just not want to do it, and just he won't work hard. So I don't know, and this is my big question. Why does he want to be back in the league? Does he want to be back in the league because he's broke, or does he want to be back in the league because he's missing football and he wants to go out there and be a part of something? That's my biggest question. And unfortunately, I have a feeling it's not part two. I have a feeling it's more to do with what football could do for him, which is make him money. And hopefully that's not the case. If they do sign him, I'd love to ask him that. Matter of fact, I'll straight up ask him. I don't care. If I get the opportunity, I'll absolutely ask him. The worst he could do is tell me to kick rocks and go on down the block. I don't care. It doesn't make no difference to me. So we'll see. But that's my biggest concern with David Irving. Are you doing it? Are you trying to get back into a team and back in the league because you love the game or you love what it does for you? That's my biggest question. So we'll see what happens moving forward. But thank you so much for that text. Appreciate you. Next up is a call from Captain Raider. And before I get into that call, I got to sound the alarm one time because Captain Raider is a new booty. He's actually an Air Force pilot calling from somewhere up north, but can't really give us his location, but still lets us know that he's a new booty and that he is an Air Force pilot. And he's calling to respond to my Don't Just Be A show that I did last week. And yeah, he's got some really good things to say. So here he is, Captain Raider.
What's up, Q? This is Captain Raider. I'm an Air Force pilot at one of these Air Force bases up north. I don't want to get my location disclosed, but I'll get to the point. I've been listening to your podcast for quite a while now, probably at least a year. Listen to it every day on my 40-minute drive to work. And love it. Love the show. Love everything you have to say. Very impartial. And you always do a great job. So I just want to let you know that. And I had to call. I never called before. So I guess this makes me a new booty. But what I was I just feel compelled to call about was your Don't Be Just. And I feel like I've been kind of having a chip on my shoulder my whole life. Came out of the hood, somehow made it to Air Force's pilot training program and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm a fairly new pilot. And, I feel like I've been called something like that before. Just a new co-pilot who doesn't know anything or anything, but I feel like I'm doing just a good job as everybody else. So, and that's something that like you said, it translates to the Raiders. Cause you know, it's our, it's the way we perceive how others think about us and how it motivates us and how the Raiders are always an underdog and how, last several years, it's been like, oh man, you're a Raiders fan, like just a Raiders fan, or they're not good enough, and this and that, and just always trying to play with a little extra grit, whether on the field or Raider fans just in life. So I took it to heart what you had to say, and I appreciate it. God bless. Take care, Q.
There he goes right there. That's my guy, Captain Raider. Welcome to the party, man. Appreciate you chiming in and, yeah, and being a new booty as well. And salute to you for all that you do for us. We thank you so much for the sacrifices you make for us and our country, allowing knuckleheads like me to have a platform like this. So thank you so much. And again, man, with going back to that Don't Just Be A episode that I had, man, I'm glad that it turned out the way it did, where a lot of people really got something from it and really appreciated it. Because, again, you never know how those things are going to shake out. Some people could be like, oh, Q, you're being petty, or oh, why are you tripping? And then some people could say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. And yeah, and maybe you were in that kind of mode and you were feeling like, you know, people were treating you like you were just A, where you're not just A. You're an absolute person and you make a difference. You're a difference maker. So, and I mean that in general, like you should never allow anyone to treat you like you're just A. So I'm glad that was able to go over as well as it did. So thank you so much for that call and that response. And again, salute to you, man. I appreciate you. Final text of the show is going to come from Easton Raider. He said, I don't want to dwell on one game, but I've watched the Chiefs game about 10 times now, and the overall theme I get from it is smash mouth football. 80s-style Raiders football. From Alec Ingold and Josh Jacobs pounding the run to Jonathan Abram and a combination of our D-line wrecking havoc. If we could play like this throughout the season with a dangerous wide receiver core and tight end weapons, we could be a contender, faux show. Again, it's from Easton Raider, and you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all, but they've got to do it, and it starts this week. Now, like you said, you don't want to dwell on one game. It's okay for you to dwell on a game or watch a game 10 times, But the Raiders can absolutely not. They cannot, like I mentioned in segment number two, they cannot dwell on a win against Kansas City. Now you have to move on. They could prove if they are a real deal team, if they're a contender, like you mentioned, or if that was just a fluke and they just won one game. Get back to Smash Mouth football. Yes, that's exactly what it was. 80s-style Raiders football. I loved it. Alec Ingold was a dude. Josh Jacobs was a dude. Devontae Booker was a dude. I mean, they got it done. Derek Carr was a dude. You know what I mean? Henry Ruggs, dude. I mean, what else do you want? Nelson Aguilar, dude. I mean, you get the point. There was a lot of dudes out there on the field for the Raiders. And that's what they've got to have, and they've got to continue to have that each and every week. They've got to build on that. So thank you so much for that text, Easton Raider. That's going to end the show tonight. I definitely appreciate you. It is turning the page. This is what we have done now as fans. Turn the page to the Buccaneers. No longer about the Chiefs. It's all about Tampa Bay moving forward. So we'll have more conversation about this tomorrow. We'll see what happens sooner rather than later with David Irving. We'll have obviously calls and texts on that off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line and a lot to get to. So until then, Raider Nation, have a great day and you know, be safe. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wear your mask, social distance, do what you got to do. But most importantly, Raider Nation, just win, baby.